This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh.
I wonder what you want to talk about today.
I'm going to be nice to you. I'm not here to gloat. I'm very excited for the Blues, but there will be no gloating and also no M&Ms eating for me, which is equally exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to make that video.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to do it.
That's a lot of peanut butter.
Yes.
Even a mouth as big as mine.
Do you want to react? I'm not going to ask you a pointed question. Your thoughts on the end of the Stanley Cup Finals last night.
Well, here's the deal. I was in L.A. Filming interviews for my new show, Enough Said, and the corner of my eye when I was in traffic, I saw the game started, and I was like, the driver step on it, I have to be there, they can't do this without me. But we were stuck in LA traffic, so by the time I got in front of the TV, it was 2-0, and I was like, it's in the third, it's 2-0, I'm like, okay guys, we got this, we're good. I got up, had to answer a phone call with my producer over the next guest or whatever we were talking about, thinking about doing. I came back and it was 4-0, and I just put my head down and
started thinking about peanut butter.
TV off. And I was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and the way their TVs go off, it goes off from the side and closes slowly. So I literally just watched the Blues players celebrating as it closed.
Aww.
And I could see the Boston fans leaving, just walking out. Like when they scored that fourth goal, they just walked out. People just bailed.
Yeah,
it was just like immediately, I'm done. So, I mean, to go on the road in the seventh game of a Stanley Cup and not just win, but shut them out, blow them out, is pretty damn impressive. And of course, things are now back to normal in Boston, because that's typically how it has always been for Boston fans. This winning stuff is a new thing, and not to mention only the Boston Bruins could break the Boston St. Louis streak. So, I love the Bruins, and they had a great season, but that game is going to sit with them for a really long time, because their season ended really horrible. No, but congratulations to you guys and all that good stuff. Great series. Wish that it was over, but
I could
not watch the finish. It was that bad.
I think the interesting thing, and I will say this to the listeners who have heard our conversations before and those who haven't, is that you're definitely somebody who has acknowledged St. Louis as a sports town and a formidable opponent. And I have a feeling that if it weren't the Boston Bruins in this series, you wouldn't have anything against the St. Louis Blues. I think I don't know.
In the beginning, I got to be honest with you. When we talked last, after what went down with the San Jose Sharks, where they stole the game, right?
Yeah.
I was like, and then they came back and dominated the series. I was like, I believe I said, they have a lot of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of those teams, when they're backed against the wall, they go to the next level. I kind of had a feeling things were going south when we were up in the series, and they came out and they scored in the first minute.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a problem. Like, when the Blues decide to do it, they're just better puck handlers than we are. But they obviously play really well with their back against the wall. I think if the seventh game would have been in St. Louis, we probably might have pulled it off. We played them better at home and there than they did. I mean, we just fell apart. But I'm happy for any time a team gets anything first.
Yeah. It's a big deal here. I mean, historically.
A big deal everywhere. Not to mention, like, I was a Boston fan. Like, we just, I mean, the Celtics, I mean, when the Celtics won all the championships, there was like four NBA teams.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, they won 60. I wasn't a part of that. The Lakers were the best teams. The Pistons, the Cavaliers. the Celtics were like, we weren't that, we were around, but we weren't great. And then finally, when we did win in LA, I was ecstatic. So, but when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl, that was a big deal. You know, when the Red Sox won their Super Bowl, it was, I mean, when they won their World Series, they made a friggin' movie out of it.
Yeah, so, we were there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel, so this is a big deal. And this shouldn't fall at the bottom. Like the parade, make sure, I hope ESPN covers the parade and everything. I hope they get their dues. I hope they enjoy going to each
it's
one of
It's not even the lead story on ESPN. It's, I mean,
yeah, you know what? That offends me. That bothers me. And you know what it is? This is what we've come to. It's because it was on NBC.
Oh, really?
So yeah. It wasn't on ABC. It wasn't on the ESPN network. So, of course, it wasn't going to get top billing. Because some of the stuff that was getting billing was like day 7 of the Kevin Durant.
Oh, I know.
Here in
St. Louis, you know, there are NBA fans here, but we do not care about Kevin Durant. So it's a little extra salt in the wound there to be like, let's talk about the Achilles. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And the one thing, real quick, everyone got upset when the crowd booed when he got hurt. But I just remember that's how crowds used to be. Hometown crowds were vicious because they, you know, and when the villain went down, everybody cheered. But it was just funny how upset everybody got. And I thought maybe that was a little stiff for.
Yeah.
I mean, what it's all about. But, you know, enjoy it. I'll have the M&Ms done by the end of the week.
Sweet. I can't wait for that video. Well, I'm honestly very happy to not have to do that. So, and I was saying before, when you put that bet out there, I have since, with a client of the radio show, I have since the end of March lost almost 30 pounds. So going into having to eat a pound of M&Ms, when you suggest that, I winced big time. But I thought, if I'm going to put my faith in the Blues here, I'm just going to put my faith in the Blues. And if they win,
you're
I don't have to do
fan.
It.
So, not a bandwagon fan wouldn't take that paint. Taking a bag of M&Ms and dumping it in your mouth and eating as many as you can at a time is not something that a person who's just showed up.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing about the Blues. Every fan that's cheering is a real fan. Every fan, they didn't just walk up and be like, oh, these guys are great. These guys are cool. Like, you know, the Blues were, no one expected them to win the Cup. No one expected them to make the Cup. I thought it was San Jose all the way. Or even if Vegas was going to make another run. But, So, you know, hats off to them. And to you, enjoy it.
Did the national media, like the way you were able to watch it as a Bruins fan and whatever media you use to pay attention to what's going on in the NHL, did they cover the fact that they sold out the Enterprise Center where the Blues play as a watch party, and then also that there were tens of thousands of people in addition to that party at Busch Stadium to watch it on the screen?
No, I had to dig for that.
Really?
Actually, it wasn't until you messaged me when you said there was 50,000 people waiting for them to win the Cup.
Yeah.
In St. Louis, and I looked at it and I was like, wow, that's a great moment for any city or town to have that kind of unity and support, for people to come out like that. It's a shame that people don't get to see that communities come together and they were supporting the team that was on the other side of the country. You know, it's a good thing. Like, they love to do it with basketball with Toronto. They love to show their crowd, you know, but like they should have done the same thing. But again, I just think because it was on NBC and they just didn't want to give it the support. And here's the thing, as much as there is nothing better than playoff hockey.
For real.
There's nothing. I mean, I played ball. I played basketball, you know, but when it comes to watching, I mean, you have one game in the Super Bowl, and at a high level, and you know, it's so documented about the injuries of football. Hockey, they're playing at 20 miles an hour. It's crazy. Like, we don't hear as much about the injuries that go on with hockey, but the concussions and stuff. And these guys are doing it in 7-game series, where most contact sports are one game. The NBA and Major League Baseball and hockey play 7-game series.
Yeah,
and hockey was just as physical as football, and the puck is dangerous.
For sure. We heard, like, I think it was Ryan O'Reilly last night in his press conference. We found out that he had broken ribs or possibly bruised ribs from one or two series ago that he's been playing this whole time. And it's, you know, I know that the injury reports in hockey, too, they're like, oh, it's an upper body injury. But they can't even be specific on it because of the physicality of the game.
Well, upper body is anywhere from the hip to the top of their temple.
Exactly.
So it's very vague. It's like going to a hockey team pitcher, and then the guy goes, okay, everybody take their teeth out. There's not one guy who's playing hockey who has all his teeth. You know, I mean, and if he does have all his teeth, he's a goalie. And because he wears a mask, and goalies are half crazy anyways.
Exactly. Yeah.
You ever had a conversation with a goalie? You ever seen a goalie at a press conference?
I dated two goalies in high school and college, and they are a different breed, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
For sure.
There you go.
I want to ask you real quick before I let you go. You said you were in Beverly Hills, and you've got your new show, Nuff Said, on Fox Nation, your very own show. And I know the answer to this question, but who are you interviewing there in California?
Okay, so I went to California to interview four people. I've interviewed Isaiah Washington, and then I interviewed Dr. Drew Pinsky, and then my childhood hero, Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, the Hulk.
And then, which was really a surreal moment for me, was I went to interview my old boss on my show. So it was Snoop Dogg. And it was one of those things where I don't know how much people will get from it, but it was really, I mean...
A cool life moment for you, I'm sure.
So there was tears at one moment. And here's one of the things, leave politics out of it. I don't care. Snoop and I have different stuff we never talk about. And that was the point. My point of my whole show is we're not talking about politics. We're just getting back to having a conversation. Me and John Rich were having a conversation. People with completely different views and stuff like that can sit down, and it doesn't have to be forced, and just have some fun. And it became really personal and just like, you know how, you work for somebody who's this big celebrity or whatever, and your memories are your memories, but you think that everyone remembers your stuff, you know, but there are a lot of times they're bigger than the moment that you're in.
Yeah.
They won't notice it, you know. Every story that we were telling about when I was bodyguarding, he finished them.
Really?
Because he remembered the stuff that I did, and of course I was different as a bodyguard, we'll say that, but it was just one of those things, and... It was really to show like how human that people still are. That no one's. Some people just don't get caught up in themselves. No matter how successful it was. So it was like, it was really cool. And then the cherry on the top was running into my hotel because I was going to be the wind beneath the Bruins' wings, and I literally helped them get scored on two times in less than 3 minutes. So, but that aside, it was. It's a really good week for me. Interviewing my childhood hero was awesome. Was a lot of fun. And like I said, our first one came out, Wednesday with John Rich, the Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And I think we're doing one every other week.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm getting way ahead so I can go on a vacation.
I totally hear that. Well, I watched the Netflix series with Snoop Dogg, which I would tell you don't watch it with your children, but I found it to be extremely interesting. He's coaching this football team on the Netflix.
Well, I did that with him.
Are you on that series?
No. I was the MVP. I won coach I coached for him for a year before I left for the WWE, but that's what got emotional for us because our kids that we coached then are in, some of them made it to the NFL.
That's awesome.
But most of them are in college.
But that's the whole point.
Some of them are incarcerated. Some of them have jobs.
The story of Snoop Dogg and there's this public persona of him, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners know a very abbreviated version of his public persona. But I was sitting down, I had taken some time off. I took like a week off and I was just getting stuff done at home. Kids were in school and I was like, I'm going to watch something that I wouldn't normally watch with the family here. And I, for whatever reason, picked that. And to see how he uses who he is and the resources he has to truly pay it forward for kids and make such a huge difference in these kids' lives. Understanding that the perspective and the circumstances that lead into what he chose to do for these kids, it's absolutely an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's very humbling, and to be a part of that. Like I said, my batch of kids are now all young adults, and it's crazy to me. Big E was he was a pain in the butt, but now he's a big time. He's going to be a big time. I think linebacker, defensive end for the Baltimore Ravens. You know, like Ross, little quick Ross, who likes to play the guitar more than football at the time. He's now the fastest receiver in the league for the Cincinnati Bengals. But those guys are those are the exceptions to the rule. I'm more proud of the guys who are sending me college degrees and saying, hey, thanks, coach. But it's not just the football stuff. Like, our kids, he had people on staff whose sole job was to pick them up from school and get them to practice and make sure they got home and got their homework done. They took the financial burden off the parents. A lot of times, single-parent families with, like, two or three kids who couldn't play organized football, it's like $300 or $400 per child to just be on the football team to get the gear.
Yeah.
And Snoop only charged $150, and that was just for, it was like $50 per kid to play.
Wow.
So if you had a family of three, but that was just for their medical, like their, to get all their, you know, medical stuff done. But everything else, he took care of. He lost over $20 million, I think, so far, putting that league, getting that league going and getting it, because he has no help from federal government, whatever. It's all him. And mm-hmm. there's no profit. I mean, other than knowing.
Not financial, but lots more.
Yeah, and he could have been the other way. We've seen celebrities who just put their names on something, you know, and then they'll be like, hey, you can play in a Snoop Youth Football League for $1,200 or whatever. And there's families that would do that so their kids could be on Snoop's team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have went that route, but he didn't. But
well, the show is on Fox Nation. If you haven't subscribed yet, you need to check it out. It's Tyrus' show, Nuff Said. And a lot of that's quite the variety of guests that you've just listed off there. So I would encourage people to subscribe, if not just to see Nuff Said, hosted by Tyrus.
No, they're the stars, and it's not about politics. Although Isaiah got into stuff because I was very curious about his perception and the stuff that he does and how he works with anybody and anyone. And I thought it was important to get that out there. So. But, yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, Tyrus, it's been a pleasure going through this Stanley Cup Finals with you.
Yeah.
I am glad it ended the way it did, but it was quite a hockey series.
Awesome. So pay no attention to the tears in my eyes as I choke on peanut butter M&Ms for you, which are impossible to chew with more than one or two in your mouth. So
at least it's not peanut.
Yeah, because mine were peanuts. So I will get that posted for you, tagged for your pleasure. I'll get it before I do the Gutfeld show tomorrow. So Friday between 3 and 5, look out for the M&M moment.
The make good. Well, we are looking forward to it. Tyrus on Twitter @PlanetTyrus, host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation. Subscribe now, see all those great interviews, and make sure you follow him on Twitter because you're going to want to see that video. Tyrus, thanks so much. Great to talk to you today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep.
Go Blues.
I love it. Awesome. Tyrus right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.